What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of She Or They with Kittens. I'm Kittens, and today we are kind of rolling out something a little different that I'm really excited about. And yes, I'm saying we again because just literally I can't stop, even though it's just me here. But actually, you know what? No, we was appropriate because this is a collaborative effort now. So I'm starting a new segment that will always be a part of solo episodes. I also might include it when I have guests, but it just depends on how relevant the questions are. So this is going to be called community service. And I don't know if you can guess what this is going to include, but if you follow on Instagram, then you already know. But essentially, I asked a bunch of people to submit questions they have for advice, because I get these questions privately all the time in my DMs from friends. And I must say, I'm really good at giving advice. Like, do I take it myself all the time? No, but I'm fantastic at giving advice. Maybe it's my years of therapy, or just, I don't know, I'm a wallflower that likes to observe things all the time. But anyways, I digress. So community service, basically people are going to submit questions and I'm going to anonymously answer them. Is that right? People are going to submit things. I'm going to answer them, but I'm not going to say like who the questions are from. You know what I mean? So you can ask things without worrying about, oh my God, like she's going to mention who I am. So basically the whole shtick here is this is going to be an ultra safe space to ask questions. And this goes for people who are part of the queer community or women or gender expansive people. This is for people who are also trying, aspiring allies, if you will. People who want to be better, or they want to understand things more, or they want to just know how they can be more sensitive or more educated on certain subjects. And this is where it gets fun, because I have so many straight, cisgender, heterosexual, you know, standard issue guys in my life that hit me up and they're like, Lauren, what do I do about blah, 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 about this girl? Or like, I don't understand why she's mad at me for this, or what I can do better about that. I get asked these questions all the time. And I'm like, I know there's other men out there, other people out there, other people who date women or are interacting with women, interacting with queer people all the time, that they want to know these things and they're scared to ask them openly for fear of being judged, or maybe using the wrong language and how they ask and then getting canceled. And then that's like, so they just, you know, they don't ask because they don't have someone that knows their intentions are good and has the emotional, mental bandwidth and patience that I somehow have to give that advice. So here I am. This is going to be community service number one. And if you have any questions or any situations you want advice about, it literally, like, no subjects are off limits here. So hit me with whatever. You can email your questions to hello@iamkittens.com. And I'll answer your shit here. So first round, unloading of advice here. I've got two questions that I picked out. The list is extensive already. I was like, wow, okay, people really want to know these things. So I just picked two for now. One is about a lesbian dating situation, and the other is about people who date women. So this could be relevant for a straight dude. This could be relevant for anyone who's queer who likes to date women. So let's get into it. The first question, I'm going to pull this up because it was a long one. Hi, kittens. I'm a lesbian who just turned 30. I recently joined a lesbian dating app and have found that whenever I'm talking to someone new and we have good chemistry, I automatically want things to move fast. We all know the U-Haul joke. If you don't know the U-Haul joke, what does a lesbian bring to the second date? A U-Haul. We move fast. It's a thing. Anyways, I started picturing my life with them before we were even exclusive. Is this normal? And how do I stop? For example, I recently went on 2 dates with somebody. First was a boba date and second was a women's soccer game. We kissed on the second date when she dropped me off. That's when it started to go downhill for me because I wanted to ask her to come inside, but I stopped myself when she went home. 2 days later, I asked her out on a third date. She said she was busy this week and will get back to me so we can plan something for next week. I know she's into me, so I'm trying to be patient. If it were me, I would have hung out with her ASAP. I'm worried about coming on too strong and scaring her away. I do enjoy spending time with myself, and I have a lot of my own interests and hobbies and friends and family that I see often. I think I just get really eager to build a deeper connection with them, so I end up rushing things. Let's unpack this one. Honestly, like the first thing that was mentioned is actually really good about you have your own interests and hobbies, you spend time with your friends and family, like you've got your own life. So it doesn't sound like codependency, because normally I'd be like, woof, you know, your identity is wrapped up in who you date, so you just want to find someone to attach to. But this seems like two things that I think there's nothing wrong with. Number one, we all have daydreams. Dating is hard. Finding somebody you connect with is hard, especially in like the dating landscape now with all the apps and, you know, everybody is just, what are my options? What's next? What's next? And, you know, it's hard to find people who really want to sit down and focus on you and build a deep connection. And maybe some people are fine with the more light, I guess, shallow-ish dating experiences. But when you're somebody who wants to have that mental and emotional stimulation, it totally makes sense to want to find that. And the second you meet somebody that you're like, oh, maybe I can have that with this person, you start, you know, snowballing into daydreaming about like what your wedding is going to look like in a week. So I think it's normal. Honestly, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And it seems like you're keeping yourself pretty like under control. But I think what can happen that I would look out for is when the expectations creep up too much. And when you start maybe questioning like, well, why aren't they texting me back immediately? Or, you know, why aren't they making more effort? And having the expectations of a full-blown relationship before y'all have a relationship. But also you need to communicate, and not in a way that's going to obviously scare somebody off. Like on the second date, you don't want to be like, oh my gosh, so what's going on here? But I think making it known that you want something serious versus a very casual dating situation, I think that's great. Put it out there. Like, listen, I'm looking for a real long-term deep connection. Is that something you're looking for? If you are, cool, we're on the same, like we got our eye on the same prize here. If not, then if I were you, I would pull back because you clearly know what you want and it's not something shallow. But yeah, asking those things, giving things time to bloom, because everybody is fun and attractive and exciting and oh my God, they're the one for the first few months because everyone's on good behavior and you've got all those exciting hormones and, you know, brain chemistry going off telling you to attach to somebody. So my rule, my general rule is give it 2.5 to 3 months before you're like, I'm on board with this person and investing a little bit more. Because by then, like the dust settles a little bit and you can see if this is somebody you want to invest in more or not. So you really just have to keep yourself under control during that time period, because I'm sure it'll be easy to start spiraling a little bit, you know what I mean? And overthinking to the point where you could push somebody away prematurely. So before you send a text, if you're feeling anxious because you haven't talked to them in the last hour or whatever, just pause and be like, okay, why am I feeling this way? Where is it coming from? Is it because they did something that made me feel insecure or like they maybe aren't on the same page? Or am I just like overthinking or having my own stuff come up? Do that before you say anything, because sometimes you just need to calm yourself down. But yeah, I don't know. U-hauling, I mean, the term U-hauling is really about lesbians moving in together quickly, which it happens. I've done it. We've all done it or wanted to do it. So it's normal. I'm rambling now, but I really do think it's a very normal feeling to have. You just have to be aware that you may not be having those feelings because this is the right person for you. You may just be having them because you're excited and you want more. You want more out of a relationship and you're excited to potentially have that. So keep your shit in check. Don't push them away accidentally by being like too much. And make sure you guys are on the same page by communicating clearly as to what you want. This next one is very relevant to straight men, because I don't hear of this happening as much with queer dating, but I definitely have heard and seen of this going on when straight cis hetero men are asking out women on dates. So they ask, why do girls get weird about being asked out to coffee for a first date? Now, I've been in a lot of different like Reddits and back in the day Facebook groups of girls only who are talking about their dating experiences, or, you know, guys they've been out with. Does this matter to me? No, I'm just, it's entertainment purposes, but so many of them, I've seen this and I've heard of this, like, he asked me out for coffee. I'm not doing that. I'm not wasting my time on coffee, and he doesn't want more from me, blah, blah, blah. They hate the coffee date. I love a coffee date. I think a coffee date is great. I think it's no pressure. I think it's a not intense investment as far as time and finances go. So I love a coffee date, but I think what's going on, at least in the like heterosexual dating landscape, is it seems like speculation, assumptions here, but it seems like what's going on is women are used to the idea that men will do all these, you know, extravagant chivalrous things for a first date if they like you and if they respect you and are taking you seriously. They will plan a, you know, big fancy dinner, and they will pick you up with flowers and do the whole, you know, whole shebang. And if it's not that, then that means they're not taking you seriously. And that means that they don't look at you with respect and they don't think you're worth more. So a lot of girls will be like, I'm not doing coffee, or he asked me out to coffee. Ew, I'm not going. And these guys are like, what's the problem? Like, why can't we just go to coffee? And so I get why these girls are thinking that. Unfortunately, this is a whole result of patriarchy, and why patriarchy can definitely fuck guys up at the end of the day. Not fun for them either. But I think it's something that needs to be sort of reset. It's like, people are so bummed out about being treated like shit by a lot of men that they're like, these are my boundaries. These are my standards. If they don't do blah, blah, blah for me, I'm not going. First date says it all. And maybe a lot of these guys do have good intentions by asking someone out for coffee. And also, like, shit's expensive these days. I totally get not wanting to invest like a big chunk of money and time into someone you're just meeting. You don't know that first date. You don't know somebody. You don't know how comfortable you're going to be to talk to them. If you guys are going to vibe, is there any kind of connection there? It's like, you kind of don't know what you're getting into. And I like, for the girlies, I'm like, y'all should be the ones asking for coffee, because like, what if you meet up with this dude and he's a fucking douchebag, or he's feels unsafe, or he's just boring, or, you know, like, or he smells weird, whatever. don't you want a quick exit to get the hell out of there? I know I would. Like, way less pressure. I think coffee on a first date is great. Maybe I'm wrong because I don't date men. And I don't know, but I guess that's for the guys. I get why the girls don't want to do coffee, considering the whole history of dating and what comes with that. But I don't know. I think the girls need to reclaim the coffee date. The straight girls need to reclaim the coffee date because in the end, like, it's safer for you and better and easier and less drama, less potential drama. And you know what? Actually, I'm not done. I'm not done on this topic. Because when it comes to men and women dating, heterosexual, cisgender men and women dating, there's also this whole, well, I paid for dinner and you should XYZ. There's expectations around, I spent this money, I took you to do this, there should be this exchange, which is fucking gross and uncomfortable. But also, like, when you're put in that position, like, obviously that's the guy's fault for being a fucking creep. But being in that position to have to navigate that, to have to be like, no, I don't want to come up, or I don't want to spend more time with you. And then you have this like psycho going off thinking they're entitled to some shit. I don't know. I feel like a coffee date is like a screening, you know, like a screening session. Like you want to vet them out before you sign up to spend time and money and having them spend time and money on you that could possibly come with expectations if you didn't vet them out, you know? That's complicated. Oh my God. I'm sorry. It's complicated. I guess there's not really a clear this or that answer. There's a lot of moving parts in this, but I guess that's because society is fucked some shit up for people. But yeah, I think women should reclaim the coffee date. I think guys should not be creeps. And you can make a coffee date special. Maybe that's the answer. Maybe that's the answer is when men want to ask women out for coffee, they want to plan that first date. And they're like not really wanting to do a big serious dinner for expense or time reasons, whatever. You can make a coffee date feel special and feel intentional and show that you respect this person's time and that you are really there to get to know them and put in that effort without the pressure of a big sit down meal or a big extravagant fancy first date. So maybe do that. When you ask somebody out on that coffee date, add some special elements to it. You want to roll up with a flower? Roll up with a flower. That's cute. Maybe it's let's get coffee and I'm bringing a blanket and we can go sit in this park and have a picnic and I brought some games or I don't know. You know, just add some other element so it doesn't feel like a quick, I got a 15-minute break from work. Let me grab a coffee real quick. You know what I mean? You can make it feel more datey and feel more special. And in turn, that saves everybody money, time, pressure, and expectations. That's the answer. All right, that was community service. Let's move along here to the next subject, which is the movie Bottoms. Bro, like, hopefully this isn't like something bad to be doing because of the whole strike going on, but like, this is important. The movie Bottoms is so fucking funny. I've seen it like 4 times now because I'm just still like blown away by it. There hasn't been a movie this funny in so long where like everybody in the theater is laughing their asses off, like loud hyperventilating like hyenas. Love that. But more importantly, in my opinion, having a chaotic comedy moment that involves growing up, figuring yourself out, sexuality and all that, that is centered around queer women. And it's like, this isn't a little niche movie. Like this is like a big, big boy one. Like this is everywhere. And I'm like, it's so funny and relevant, but also it really like, I got a little emotional the first time because I was like, if I had this movie when I was in high school, you get to feel seen in a way that's not like sad tragedy, because most of the movies we get for queer people are like sad and tragic, or they're really like super watered down, sparkly, like, I don't know, buttoned up. They're just the really nice, innocent, sweet gay person. And then they like maybe kiss their partner on the cheek at the end. You know what I mean? And Bottoms was fucking wild. Like, they're talking about how to, you know, how to get the cheerleader and all kinds of like random sex jokes. And they also suck in a lot of ways. Like, they're kind of assholes. And I think to me, and I know a lot of people say this, the like marker of real representation and real inclusivity is having characters that are imperfect and characters that are shitty, because straight people get shitty characters all the time. They have assholes and mean people and chaotic mess people in all their stuff. So having that represented, having some chaotic little psycho teenager that happens to be a lesbian, is that's the representation. Like, I feel like we came up a notch by having this. Because as much as I love Portrait of a Lady on Fire and, you know, all that kind of stuff, having something like this is pretty fucking major. And it's definitely doing well in theaters. Like, the response has been just overwhelmingly positive. Like, people are loving it. And it's people who are not even like part of the queer community that are enjoying it. So that's cool that people are just going and watching it and loving it for that. But yeah, I don't know. I'm obsessed with it. I can't wait to watch it again. If you haven't seen Bottoms, go watch that. What are you doing? And if you have watched it, please tell me your thoughts. Like, DM me, comment, whatever. Like, I would love to talk about it all day because I'm just obsessed with it. So yeah, let me know what you think of Bottoms, if you saw it already, if you're going to see it after you see it. And send any questions you have to community service, which is hello@iamkittens.com. And you know what? Even if these aren't questions you have particularly, if these are things that you wish the people around you knew as well, if you're like, I wish somebody would explain to XYZ people why like using pronouns is not, different pronouns is not that hard, or why guys need to be better about like washing their face, whatever it is, send it over. I got you. We'll spread it. And yeah, that's all for now. I'll see you next week. I've got another lovely guest as usual. And that's that. Bye.